Well, howdy, guys. Now, here's a 30-year-old Femon. Yes, there is a Femon behind all that mess. And apparently, she's the most tattooed Femon in Australia. And she spent $70,000 getting that way. Now, it's pretty obvious that this Femon doesn't have a regular job. So I always wonder where they get the money from. And here she is again, and I always wonder, when they get older, what are they going to think then? I mean, just take a look at her nails. What could you possibly do in the day with them things? And it's always a lot of Femons that do this. And of course, they're after attention. They get a tattoo and they get attention and it just snowballs from there. It's like when a Femon's going to a do or something and they got to wear a special dress. Because she wants everybody to look at her, not anybody else. But when you deface your own body like this, it's more of a mental illness, I think. And she's even had her tongue split. And to me, of course, she looks god-awful. But Femons will do anything to get attention and validation. And I mean exactly anything at all. Some Femons just strip off in the street and walk naked. And these sort of Femons that do this to their own bodies, you always wonder to yourself what they looked like before. Was it so bad? Well, here she is. And for me, she looks a lot better. Yes, all right, she's wearing a ton of makeup. And of course, there's loads of filters on this picture. But that's certainly more pleasing to the eye than this. But of course, it could just be me. Maybe I'm too much of an old fogey. Honey, guys, let me know what you think. Which one do you prefer? The one on the left or the one on the right? Yes, they're both mentally unstable, of course. But which one could you tolerate more? Let me know in the comments below, guys. You take it easy now.